Time to talk about technology. And you heard Jeff mention it. Apple unveiled their new line of phones, but also a new iPad and a new mini iPad. I didn't think they were going to do that. Let's discuss this with Aaron Carson, is a senior writer at CNET and CNET.com. Follow her on Twitter at Aaron Carson. Good morning to you, Aaron.
Good morning.
Was that the big surprise or not?
Yeah, that was, you know, one of the things that we were kind of expecting is, you know, like Jeff just said, we got the iPhone 13 and it's not that different from the 12, but we got our four models as usual, the 13, the mini, the Pro Max. And the bullet points are like larger battery, more storage. The base model comes standard with 128 gigs, which is nice. A new A15 Bionic processor and some camera features, including this thing called cinematic mode, which is actually pretty neat. We also got a new Watch 7 that has a bigger screen and some new features like a full keyboard, tiny but full, some bigger buttons, rounder, softer edges. And like you mentioned, new iPad and iPad mini, and the main news there was just basically a faster chip, a better front-facing camera, and just some features that are kind of geared to this more virtual online world that we've been in.
Yeah, I'm in the market for a new iPad, so I'm looking forward to that. What about some of the deals? Are they similar, AT&T and Verizon, et cetera, et cetera?
So this is one of those things where, you know, you might have to dig into the fine print. It kind of depends on the carrier, you know, which one is offering a little bit more or a little bit less. And it sort of hinges on trade-ins and also, like, if you have a certain type of plan or not. So, one of those things, like, you might have to dig in on that. But, people definitely came out of the gate announcing some you know, deals to try and entice people to get their orders in and get a new phone in their hands.
Yeah, right away, too. What's the deal? Did they talk about that emergency iOS security flaw download that they're supposed to be sending out? Because I haven't seen anything yet.
Right. So this is some interesting timing right before the event happened. But, you know, researchers discovered the security flaw that basically lets a hacker get into Apple devices without any action from the user. So, you know, normally you have to do something like click a link in a phishing attempt or, you know, from an email or a text. But this is something called a zero-click remote exploit. And so Apple issued a patch on Monday. And so this is one of those things that's worth, like, if you've got an iPhone or an Apple device, kind of going into your settings in general and checking for that update and downloading it just to be extra safe about that. They rushed that out pretty quick when it was announced.
Okay, so we should have something on our devices already that we can download?
You should. That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
All right, okay, gotcha. Finally, what are you doing writing about moonshine distilleries? What'd you do on this one?
It's a good question. We did this reporting series that, you know, doesn't have like as much to do with tech this time as sort of like manufacturing and this idea of like made in America. And I'm originally from Tennessee. So I wanted to write about like the kind of legal moonshine distillery scene that's cropped up there in the past 10 years. And so I got to go to Gatlinburg and visit Old Smoky Distillery and learn about the whole history of moonshine going back to the Whiskey Rebellion and even kind of up to now. And what is this allure of taking this kind of previously illicit beverage and, you know, marketing the culture and the kind of really cool history to a global audience. So that was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Good for you. Did you taste any of the moonshine?
Oh, I sure did. Yeah, we had a little tasting, and they have a ton of flavors, which was kind of unexpected, but a lot of fun.
White Lightning is what it used to be called. It used to burn your throat, man. I remember the day. Hey, thanks very much, Aaron. A follower at Aaron Carson. Thanks, Aaron. We'll talk to you next week at CNET.com as well. Take care.